Yes, as part of the COPO Health Initiative, Mo has asked me to take part in producing a film, short film, regarding PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And as everybody knows, it is a big issue with returning servicemen and women and active people as well, but also, and less well known, with first responders of all types. And it's a kind of thing that can easily be triggered by a traumatic incident. And one of the things that we've learned is that many first responders are reluctant to discuss PTSD. Apparently, there is a macho type of environment where to discuss it or to admit that you have it is considered to be less than ideal. There seems to be some hesitation in the fact that they feel that they would be ridiculed by their co-workers. There seems to be some hesitation in the fact in that they feel that they may be ridiculed by their co-workers and be thought of as less than what they want to be. So what we've done after discussions with many first responders is we've created a short film in a dramatic style, and we follow an EMT professional, emergency medical technician, with years of experience, who because of an incident on the job is now showing the signs of PTSD. And what among those signs are irritability, quick to argue, and perhaps increased drinking, and sometimes even suicidal thoughts, as well as a few others. And we show through this character several of the symptoms and the struggle he's going through in a day in his life, and how he reacts and interacts with his family, with his co-workers, and with strangers that he encounters. In the end, there is, I'm not going to call it a redemption, but there is a way out. And that is the name, or at least the working title of this short film, is called The Way Out, A PTSD Story. And we do need to raise funds to get this done. We have a professional team already lined up. We have an award-winning director, Rajan Gangahar, who's on board. And we have an award-winning cinematographer, Lukasz Prysznik. And what we are also doing is we are raising the money through the CrowdRise entity. And you can find out a little more about it on crowdrise.com/COPO. And when you get to that page, just go to the lower left and you can click on the picture of the fire engines, and that will take you right to this particular fundraising page. We'd love for you to join the team and contribute if you can, but even if you can't, please check it out and maybe you can help us spread the word. The other thing is that if you happen to be an actor or actress, we will be holding auditions in January, and you can check us out on Actors Access. So I really appreciate this opportunity through Good News Planet to be here and to talk about The Way Out, A PTSD Story. And good news? Good news would be an end to the partisan political hatred, discussions, and what I consider to be destruction of the American political system. Hey, all sides, get your heads together, knock it off. What peace means to me would be an end to world strife.